Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, everybody. Hope we had a good night's rest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I want to start by thanking the Father of the House, Pastor, for this special privilege to come and be a blessing to everybody, I hope. And also for everybody for coming. Hallelujah. And listening in the name of Jesus. And also for the good work that was done by the first speaker to actually prepare the ground, which is a good thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we bow down our head and talk to the Lord? Let's lay demand on him. Let's ask him to come and speak to us. He's the only one that can speak. He's the only one that has the right to speak. I want us to ask him. Let his word come into our heart. Let him address the situation of our heart. Because the journey is yet far. And how you're going to make the journey depends on what you have to work with. Ask him for help. Father, Lord, oh God, I stand here to receive from you as much as to give from you. Lord, come and speak to us in a language that we'll understand. Amen. Come and break down the wall that have been built over the years that have stopped us from receiving from you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, come and address us where we are to take us to where we should be in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes. Lord, let this word stand as a monument that will remind us that the journey we are in this life is not just for it, but it will define us even in our eternity in the name of Jesus. Lord, by your spirit, come and dispense this word accurately, precisely, perfectly customized for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be talking about the topic, the ladder holder. The ladder holder. And when this topic came, I was like, okay, this is an interesting one. I think I'm used to many topics, but this one is an interesting one, but yet is an humbling one. Because ladder, I was thinking in my heart, what is a ladder? What is ladder used for? Why does a ladder need a ladder holder? Questions. And I pray the Lord will answer us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Ladder is a tool to ascend from one level to the other. For you to change a platform, you need a ladder. And sure, ladder is a vehicle for transformation. I pray our life will be transformed in the name of Jesus. That's what the ladder is for. Tool. Most of the time, I notice that ladder is used to climb up. But in some rare occasion, you can use the ladder to climb down. Meaning this, if you are to go up and go up well in life, you need a ladder. And some people are going down and they are still using the ladder. But most of the time, the ladder to climb up is the one that they hold. The one to climb down, nobody holds it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now let's live with ladder alone. And let's come to the ladder holder. A ladder holder, most of the time, is a place of a servant role. A steward role. But for you to appoint somebody to hold your ladder, there are some things that must be in place. The person climbing that ladder must take for granted some things that he trusts the ladder holder.
Those are things that we must take for granted that, okay, I'm very sure this guy must be holding this ladder very well. Praise the Lord. So, the place of a ladder holder is a place of trust. In life, in ministry, even in your journey of life, a ladder holder can take the form of so many things. Do you know a wife can be a ladder holder for the husband? Husband can be a ladder holder for the wife. Son can hold the ladder for the dad. Dad can in turn hold the ladder for the son. And the role can be reversed. Do you know, I dare to submit to you that in life, that role is always changing at one point or the other. You need somebody to hold your ladder as well you are holding somebody's ladder. So that connects all of us in life. As you are holding somebody's ladder, somebody else is holding your own ladder. And let me shock you. What you do while you are holding somebody's ladder will come back to you. It's the Lord of seed and harvest. If you are somebody that you are always thinking about yourself, do you know you can forget and leave the guy's ladder and say, don't worry. A year will come. A season will come. You will need somebody to hold your own ladder. And the same thing will happen to you. Sometimes, don't complain. Just think back. What you are experiencing, is it a seed or is it a harvest? Question to ponder. Question to ponder. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want us to turn our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19. Before we read that verse, as I was preparing for this, because I think from the day I heard this topic, God started pumping some things in my heart. Sometimes I'll be walking, it will just drop a line. I'll quickly grab a pen, write it down. One of the things that he said to me was this. He said, obedience or loyalty cannot be tested except you have a room or an opportunity to disobey. I'll break it down to you. We cannot say you are obedient until there are opportunity to disobey. We cannot say you are loyal until there are mirage of opportunity to be disloyal. Sometimes some people, they have no option. So they think, even if I don't have option, I will still go. But the judge of you being obedient is that opportunity to disobey will present it to you. But you step down and say, no, I choose to be obedient. So it's a choice. Not that you can't disobey, but you choose to obey. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to that scripture that asks us to open. And I will start opening some things. The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19. Holding a ladder is first and foremost a heart issue. Rasamji kept going back to the heart. And as he was saying it, I was like, it's eating something. Look at this scripture. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. He said, if you are willing, if you can, underline that word willing, and two, obedient, underline that word obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Those two key words I asked you to underline, willing, obedient, they are two prerequisites. There are two reasons where you will eat the good of the land, especially as a ladder holder. I've seen people, or let me go back and say this. Do you know you can be willing and not be obedient?
Let me even shock you better. Do you know you can be obedient
and not be willing? And I will tell you the consequence of the two.
Now, the two are the two things, ingredients that must make the soup of getting the good of the land. If you are willing and you do not obey, you will lose the reward, but you can easily be helped. You have the right attitude. You want to do it, but you didn't do it. If they reprimand you and correct you, you can adjust and say, I've seen my reason. And you pick up and do it, and you get your reward. But you know what the most subtle thing is, that you can obey and not be willing. Meaning that you can be obedient and your heart condition is filthy, yet you obey. People do not see you. But what happened is this. You are doing something, but you are not getting reward. Now you are frustrated. You are angry. Because normal thing is this. If you are obeying something, you should be getting the reward. But now you are obeying, but you are not getting the reward. And you are struggling. Now you saw some other people that were willing and obedient, but you thought you were in the same boat. They were getting the reward. And you are angry. And you are like, are we not in the same choir? We are doing the same thing. But God checks the heart. Your heart was not willing. So you don't qualify for this. The other person, his heart is willing and is obeying and is getting the reward. Now you are resenting him by saying, I come to church early. At least in that notebook, they sign me in. I leave late. Brother Julius knows that we always do it together. How come I'm not getting the reward? You are holding the ladder. Everybody saw you are doing it. It's subtle. Now we don't know what the problem was. They can't address you because you are doing stuff. But you did not merit this condition. And do you know one thing I want to shock you with is this? Everybody's willingness will be tested. Always on the same platform. And the question you should always ask yourself is this. What I'm doing, why am I doing it? To be seen of men, so that pastor will not call me, so that everybody will know I'm part of the workforce. Why? Why do you wake up early every Sunday to come? Why do you carry that Bible? Willing and obedient. It's a hard thing for a ladder holder. Because we said, the journey is far. Do you know what? I will show you a scripture. 2 Chronicles 25, verses 1 and 2. This was the scripture I first saw, and the light hit me, that somebody can be doing what is right, and the heart will not be right. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Verse 1 to 2. This is one of the kings in Israel. Verse 1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem. Verse 2. This is the core verse. And he did which was right in the sight of the Lord. Can I read that again? He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. But not with what? The heart was in question. At first, this guy was getting results. If you read all the preceding verses, it looks everything was working. But your heart will be revealed. It's just a question of time. Sometimes you notice that pastor will be preaching on pulpit, and pastor will look at me, that we've seen many people in praise city. He knows what he's talking about. Your heart will be shown. It's just a question of time. Some people come and they started well. After a while, but because the heart condition was problem, maybe they saw something, maybe somebody did something, I don't know. But that heart thing will always be revealed. Look at it in verse 14 of that same chapter, 2 Chronicles 25, verse 14. This man, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord in verse 2. Look at verse 14. The Bible says, and it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of Edomite, he was still prospering, he was still doing something, that he brought the God of the children of Seir and set them up in his God and bowed himself before them. He burnt incense to them. Verse 15. Wherefore the anger of the Lord kindled against Amaziah. And the Bible says, he sent him a prophet. The word of the Lord is coming to you today just for that. He sent him a prophet. We said unto him, why hast thou sought after the God of the people that could not deliver their own people out of their own hand? Art is being addressed here. This man, it looks as though things were working for him at the beginning. He was doing what was right. But because the heart was not with the Lord, it was easy for his heart to turn to some other God, to some other people. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are eating brick wall most of the time, check your heart. You are doing things and it's looking as though you are going through the motion, but you are not getting the desire, you check your heart. Do you need to make amend in your heart? Sometimes, you just need to talk to the Lord and, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been doing this thing for the wrong reasons. And sometimes repenting is always in play to help you. The moment you repent, your heart is right. So all the doing gets result. Because the reason for obedience is to eat the good of the land. I mean. So you start getting the result. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Holding another person's ladder will reveal what is in your heart. Praise the Lord. We've said it that holding a ladder will bring somebody else from one platform to the other. But now, holding another person's ladder will reveal what is in your heart. Do you know so many times we don't know what is in our heart? But it needs to be revealed. How do you test it? Do you know, we don't know you are obedient to pastor until the pastor asks you to do what you don't want to do. Praise the Lord. It is good to do what you are good at. Can you imagine, let me look at somebody that is not good at one thing. And they just put you in a department that you think that you are not even qualified for that department. And the only reason pastor put you there is because God said it to you. But you thought, this man is undermining me now. Can you imagine? He wants to show my openness. He wants everybody to look down on me. But God is setting you up for promotion and you did not even know it. God is trying to point to that in your heart. But you didn't see it.
Mm.
Let's look at this place. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2. The heart of a ladder holder. It will show what is in your heart. God wants to put you on the throne. So that you will not mess up on the throne, he will put you to serve under a master. To ensure that everything is in on your heart will come out open first. So that when you get to that throne, you will know what? Misbehave. Every giant, everybody in the body of Christ, before, even in current state, they've always been ladder holder. Do you know I checked most of the people that are movers and shakers in the body of Christ? Including Pastor Yi Adeboye. He was Pastor Joshua Kundayomi's ladder holder. Can you imagine? A doctor,
of mathematics, holding the ladder for a man that may not be able to spell so many things in English. That attitude I reveal. So if you think your status is so high, God might desire to put you under somebody that is lesser than you. Why? He wants to show what is in your heart to you. Let's look at this place, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. He said, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord God led thee 40 years in the wilderness to do what? To humble you." What? To do what? To prove you. And to what? To know what is in your heart. Whether you what?
Keep this commandment
or not. Can you imagine? 40 years in the wilderness. Why? To show you what is in your heart. Sometimes it takes a long while for you to come to yourself that this thing is actually there. Sometimes God leads you in a rough path to show it. Are you not shocked that Jesus Christ was led into the wilderness? I thought it was the devil that was supposed to lead him to the wilderness. The wilderness is not a very good adventure, but God led him there. Sometimes your journey in life are programmed for God to take you through that class. You walk through some places that you look at yourself. Have you been there before? You look at your certificate and you look at the work you are doing. The two doesn't match. You look at your boss and you look at yourself. It looks as though you are better than him 10 times. He doesn't even have the qualification you have. Yet, you are placed there to check what is in your heart. What is in your heart will eventually come out. Don't worry. It will come out. Some of us have heard ourselves and we didn't believe that we said that. If not because of this church thing. That small girl. Sorry that I'm using that. That small girl is now my little. Sorry for that. It's just, let me interpret. That small girl is now my. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. A test is designed for all of us. That test will determine whether we'll go on with God or our journey will be terminated. And that test is the test of obedience. Look at it. He said, whether what? Whether you will obey God or not. That's the test. That is the yardstick. Obedience is determined or is demanded at every promotion level. If you want to be promoted, obedience needs to be judged. They need to check it. When Moses speaks to Joshua, Joshua doesn't say that, I just want to go and check for the Lord whether what you are saying is right. It's in these days and time that when you talk to somebody, they say, wait, brother, I want. It's not concerning relationship, so don't get me mixed up. It's concerning you are under somebody in the church, and the person is given an instruction. The guy said, okay, don't worry. I want to just go and pray and receive my own revelation before coming. Do you know if you cannot obey a man that you can see? How can you obey God that you can't see? And most of the time, when instruction is coming from your leader, or God is passing something through your leader to you, it's always checking your heart. How did you respond to it? Mm. Did you just say, sir, I may not understand this, but I'm going to do it. And do you know one thing? Just the willingness to do it may just be all that was needed. You may not even need to go ahead and do anything. Just the willingness to say, I want to do it, may just be what will qualify you. And God said, That is the person. That is the person. And that is the person. And it's always the same case every around. Any leader that is being made, that obedient test will be tested. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We've talked about this obedient thing as a ladder holder. Is that the only thing for being a ladder holder? It's not the only thing, but if you do not pass that test, you are not going anywhere. You have to repeat that class. That's why you could see somebody 20 years on the same place. Anytime they want to get promotion, they said that obedient test, they fail it again.
Mm.
God said, this person, I can't trust him yet. Repeat that class. And they've been repeating the class. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, requirement for a ladder holder, and this goes to all of us, because we're going to be leader one time, at any particular time, for somebody to hold your ladder, be careful. These are things you need to check. One, as a ladder holder yourself, you must guard your heart. Brother Samson was insisting, was saying it repeatedly. Your eye gate must be guarded. Your mouth gate must be guarded. Your eye gate must be guarded. It's your responsibility. I've seen many people saying that. I just pray God will just do it. God will not do it. What did I say? Okay, I'll come back and address it. I'm not saying God will not help you, but God will not do it for you. Just the same way God will not eat for you. How do you eat? Do you not open your mouth and take the spoon? If they put the food on the table to yesterday and said, God, I pray, let me eat. No, it's your responsibility. But God will help you every step of the way. Those are your job to do. Guarding your heart is your responsibility. He will help you. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 4:20-23, my son, attend to my words. It's your responsibility. Incline your ears to my saying. It's your responsibility. Let them not depart from your eyes. Your responsibility. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Your responsibility. But he's saying that in doing all those things, he will bring life to you. Do you know life is the fuel for life? Fuel for character. Fuel for doing things. He will get the job done. As long as you are doing what he asks you to do, every other thing becomes effortlessly. Praise the Lord. The reason why many people are struggling between the flesh and the spirit is this. They are not doing what he's asking them to do. But what they are doing is this. They are hoping that God will make them or force them to do it. And God is saying, my job is to give you all the grace. For you need to take that step. You need to come to church for Bible study. God will not drag you to church. You need to come for prayer meeting. God will not drag you to prayer meeting. You need to wake up in the morning and decide to pray. God will not drag you to pray. Some people will wake up and like, and I'm late for work home. How do I do it? I think 2 minutes will do. God, I thank you. You know my heart. And it does that. And God said, no problem. When the problem showed up, Pastor, I don't even know what happened. It just suddenly happened. It didn't suddenly happen. It's a progression that has been happening over time. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The second requirement for the ladder holder is this. You must be faithful. What did I say?
Faithful.
You must be what?
Faithful.
Now, so many people wanted to take a major role. How come they didn't give me that post? How come they didn't give me that work? I will show you why they didn't give you the work. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10. And this happens to everybody that has climbed up the ladder. Or that are holding the ladder. That will eventually climb up the ladder. Because everybody that holds the ladder eventually get to a place where they will be able to climb. And other people will hold ladders for them. Luke, chapter 16, verse 10. The Bible says, he that is faithful in that which is what? Least. Or what? Little. Is faithful in that what? It is much. He that is unjust in that which is least or little is unjust in that which is much. Meaning that the way you are, you have to start being faithful from there. Not where you want to be. So many people said, the moment I'm part of the leadership now, I'll start being faithful. It doesn't start from that place. Faithfulness is a requirement to move from one junction to the other. So everything that you are doing right now, apply faithfulness to it. That is a requirement for a ladder holder. For you to be a good ladder holder, you must be faithful. Can you imagine somebody holding your ladder and saying, okay, the guy was holding the ladder and he's turning around and checking everything. And you look from the top, you saw that the person that was supposed to hold the ladder, you're like, I think there's a fire on the mountain. It is a requirement. Faithfulness is a requirement. And let me put this to you. You are not qualified to enter into your own if you are not faithful in another man's business. Praise the Lord. If you are not faithful in another man's business, you are not what? You are not qualified to get into your own. The book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 12 says, if you are not faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you what is your own? Do you know many people, God has commissioned them to be great in life. But God found out that they've never been faithful anyway. So they remain where they are. And do you know on the judgment day, they are going to account to God. I said, God, you gave me that vision. Yes, I gave you. But I didn't know, I didn't get to do it. Yes, I know you didn't get to do it. Do you know the reason? Where I put you, you were not found faithful. So you are not qualified to go. Because the moment I put you in a place of authority where you do not deserve, you are going to mess up people's life. So it's better to protect my people. I will cut you away from them. Yet, you are going to give an account as though God has given you that place. Can you imagine having to report about 10,000 people you never had? Having to report about those people that their destiny was truncated because you're not faithful. Just a little thing. The head usher said, come 9 o'clock. You show up 11:30. And the eyes you used to look at the man when he wanted, you dress him down with your eyes. And Brother Julius looked at you and said, I don't want to have problems with that. I want to have a good service. And the guy bypassed you. I think God will not bypass us in Jesus' name. And do you know what? The authority God has conferred on him is watching you under him. If you cannot obey that man that you can see, I just want to obey God. No. God put you in a place where you will learn obedience first. It's first what? Put you under authority. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
While I'm there, I'm going to give you one of the benefits of being a ladder holder. One of the benefits of staying in your place. Because everybody has a place. Let nobody say, I don't even have a place in the church. I just know my own place is just to sit down and walk away. No. I beg to differ. You may not have found it. I could give you that. But you have a place. That a place of your calling. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at this man. He's an unbeliever. He doesn't even know God. But yet he understands what it means to be a ladder holder. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew 8, verses 8 to 9. Because sometimes we think that the place of serving, of servanthood, is a very low place. I just want to start from the top. No.
Matthew 8.
Yes, sir. Matthew chapter 8, verses 8 to 9. He says, for I am a man under authority.
This was the centurion talking. He said, I have soldiers under who? Under me. But what? I am a man under authority. I said to this man, go. And he goeth. To another man, come. And he cometh. And to my servant, do this. And he doeth. Do you know you cannot exercise authority if you are not submitted to authority? The reason why you can say something and it will be done or established is because you are subject yourself or you are holding the ladder for another man. Because the anointing on the man that was climbing up that ladder you are holding invariably is touching you because there is a contact. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is a contact. And that law of contact is always from the top. It flows down. And you are the one grabbing the ladder. So you are not exemption from the anointing of God. So the man as he's there, looking as though he's doing the work. Because along the ladder now, everybody's holding somebody's ladder as we go. Praise the Lord. So it's flowing that way. And that's the way God has designed it. And you can't redesign it. That's why there's no loner in the kingdom. Everybody is connected. We are part of the body. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Another cogent thing is that you must know your identity as a ladder holder. You are not the one climbing the ladder yet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Make no mistake about identity. The Bible says a man in honor and does not know it is like what?
It's like a beast that perished.
The man is in honor because it's a place of honor to hold a ladder. There were so many people there, but you were called to be ladder holder. God knew what he was doing. So he brought you at this time, at this season, at this space of time to hold ladder. And you know the interesting thing is this. If you are faithful and you are doing it diligently, your identity is secure. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
While we serve others, while we serve people, your identity should not be hidden. You must know who you are. Do you notice that Jesus Christ cleaned the foot of the disciple? But yet, that did not change his name as the master. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He even said it. He said, in the world, people like to lord it over other people. But in the kingdom, let that not be you. He said in the kingdom, the way up is to serve other people. He said, be servant. The chief servant will be what?
Leader.
I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As I will be rounding up, the other three things I will not be able to get at, but you can pen down for your note is this. Faith is essential. Because faith helps you to plug into the vision of another man to see what they are seeing. Because faith is seeing the invincible. It is crucial. So as the man climbing up is in faith that you are holding it, you also, you are in faith that that man climbing up will not fall down. Both of you, you are connected by faith. As a ladder holder, it is a requirement. Praise the Lord. Also, one of the requirements is that you must keep focus. Don't be distracted by other things. Your job is to hold the ladder. Look at what Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But one thing that I do, forgetting those things that are behind, I reach forth to those things which are before. I press forth for the mark, the prize of the high calling in life. Sometimes some people, the only thing they will do in life before they stand before the judgment throne of Christ is to hold the ladder. And do you know what? What they will get in heaven is, welcome, thou faithful, good servant. Because you have done what I've asked you to do, your reward is full. Praise the Lord. Do you know reward is not shared based on doing another person's job? Reward is doing what God asks you to do. I pray we will not miss our reward in Jesus' name. Do you know the Bible says something about people getting to heaven? They are in heaven. But their work passed through fire. And by the standard of checking, I asked you to do this. But because of your zeal, you did another thing. That did not go through fire. Fire burns it. With all this load of things I do, fire kept burning it. Why? He did not ask you to do it. Praise the Lord. I pray we will not do another person's work. And we will not pay another price that we don't have business of praying. I pray that by the time I walk past through fire, it will come out pure as gold in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The last thing I'm going to say here is this. Prayer is a must for a ladder holder. Jesus Christ challenged the disciples. He said, how come you cannot even pray with me for an hour? Paul asked, he said, pray for us. So when you pray, don't pray for yourself alone. Pray for the person you are holding the ladder. That's why we cannot afford not to pray for pastor. Because all of us here, we are holding the ladder. Praise the Lord. We cannot afford not to pray for one another, because the way God has designed the system is this. There's always somebody ahead of you. So you are praying for somebody ahead of you. Somebody is praying for you and the chain goes down. Praise the Lord. And the pastor also is praying for people. And do you know, that's the way God has weaved it. So that everybody will be able to finish and will be able to finish strong in Jesus' name. We have so many good ladder holders in the Bible. And check them out. They get to the top. Joseph for Potiphar, he got to the top. Joseph for Pharaoh, he got to the top. Caleb and Joshua for Moses, they got to the top. While everybody died, the two of them did not die. For 40 years, they kept being alive. Why? They held the ladder tight. Elisha for Elijah, he held the ladder. And he became what? The major prophet. Though there were so many sons of prophets, but it was one that was in the middle. Praise the Lord. And we have some bad ladder holder too. Gehazi for Elisha. We saw his end. Judas for Jesus. Example of bad ladder holder. The sons of Eli for Eli. They are bad ladder holder. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's promotion in holding ladder. There's anointing in holding ladder. There's exercise of authority in holding ladder. I pray that everything I've said, God will bring us to our mind. I know I've said a lot of things in a short space of time. But God will bring us to that place that our heart will be checked. Our attitude will be checked. Can we bow down our head and talk to the Lord? I believe the word of God is a mirror. He has shown something to us. It might not be many things that apply to you, but maybe it's one thing that applies to you. Talk to him about it. Tell him that this is how I am. You can't hide from him. You can deceive everybody. You can hide from all of us. By so much things, we might even have given awards for doing something. But God knows what is in the heart. And that is a requirement. Let's change our heart. Let's turn around. Let's ask him to forgive us. Have we said things in our heart that we don't need to have said? Have we opened our mouth? Is that what has been haunting us? Can we repent?